The last time I came to see Natalie, she told me that everything was going fine. She couldn't wait to move into the building and that she was going to be open, hopefully, in time for Christmas. That was Christmas 2013, and she's only just opened.
It's been a really, really difficult 12 months. So it was just a case of there was no other option. We were always going to open a cafe. We were always going to do this. And it was just head down and keep working towards it.
Originally, she was going to move into a former warehouse off the Iron Market, but that deal fell through. Then she found a new unit in the York Place shopping precinct, but she had to remove the asbestos from the ceiling first.
There were mornings when I woke up and just thought, is this ever going to happen? What am I going to do? Is it going to be worth it? And there are certainly times when you question yourself and you wonder why you're doing it, but you kind of shake it off and you just go, belt up a bit, come on. And you just keep plowing forward with it. It's something I've worked really hard for, and I'd come so far, and I knew that the idea I had was a good one. So there was never any question that this wasn't going to happen.
But the grind isn't just about food and drink. Natalie wants to have art exhibitions there and performances from local musicians too. She opened for business last week and things are already looking promising.
So far, the comments and the support that we've had has been absolutely overwhelming, and people genuinely seem to like what we're doing. We just need to make sure that we can do that on a larger scale now and get some more bums on seats.
Natalie is one of two businesses that won the competition. She was offered 6 months free from rent, mentored by a local business person, as well as help kitting out the cafe.
It gave me the confidence to really go after what the idea was, to bring it to fruition. And then also the prize itself has been invaluable. Just the work that has been done on the cafe itself, the benefits such as the 6 months rates free. This is what businesses would need when they start up. And to have had that included in a prize was just amazing.
The competition will be run again in the new year, but the Newcastle Town Centre manager Matt Taylor says it may be scaled back slightly.
What we've done here is two girls that wanted to open a business but never had previously have now opened their first businesses. So that's fantastic, and it's just been a real sweat to actually get to this point. So, yeah, we're going to do it, and we'll probably only do it with fewer winners in the new year so that we can actually concentrate more on those.
As for Natalie, she's just looking to the future.
I would like the grind to be thriving. I would like to be known in the community as somewhere that does amazing food and drinks, somewhere that's really different and quirky, and maybe starting to look to expand that.